From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. The largest advocacy group for the rights of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered community in South Florida has a new executive director and sort of a new name, along with a stronger political focus. Tony Lima came on board at a time just after the Defense of Marriage Act was struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court. And Tony, I'm going to go ahead and call your organization Save Dade, and we'll get to the changes in a moment. But what a time to take over.
It's like they say, the year of the gay. And I can tell you that for us at Save, it's a year of growth. It's a year of prosperity. It's a year of a lot of excitement. At this point, there are 17 states that have marriage equality and another six or seven that have positive rulings coming their way. It's a year where people are really in tune with the fact that everyone deserves the same rights and protections. So for us, it's an important time, not to mention that it's also a big election year. For us, it's an important time to get our message out there and get people to go out and vote for pro-equality candidates.
When people think of SAVE, they're probably going to still think Save Dade.
Right.
But you decided that that was no longer appropriate. What type of direction and why the name change?
Interestingly enough, SAVE, or Safeguarding American Values for Everyone, is the original name of the organization. Save Dade was actually an initiative that stuck, so they continued with the name. So what I've done is pay homage to the beginnings of our organization, which is now 21 years old, and went back to the original moniker, mostly because we are expanding. We're actively doing work in Monroe. We're actively doing work in Broward County. And we also have a presence in Tallahassee. From a statewide perspective, for example, Representative David Richardson from Miami Beach is someone that we were instrumental in helping get elected. And he was the first openly gay state representative in the state of Florida. So with expansion in mind and being able to be as inclusive as possible, we decided that it was great to drop the Dade and go with Safeguarding American Values for Everyone.
SAVE has been in the picture for a long time. This is an old organization.
21 years now.
Very
years.
Established,
yes.
But it didn't seem like it was as politically organized as it seems to be getting until the race with Mayor Carlos Jimenez and Julio Urbina.
Definitely.
There seemed to be a last-minute effort on the part of SAVE to try to get the word out that there should be people turning
sure.
out at the polls.
One of the strongest things that we bring to the community is our electoral work. And it's something that we've always prided ourselves on. So for us, it's always really important to be that voice for the LGBT community. And we have a very talented staff now of five people that are renowned nationally for their organizing work. We're very lucky to have a field director now that has done work in most of the states that now have marriage equality. So counting with that kind of talent, we also have a very talented deputy director who's also very politically focused. It's one of our strong suits. So we're happy that we're doing this organizing, this pushing for the right message, getting these pro-equality candidates in office. It's what we do best. In cities or counties, I should say, like Broward, where there isn't anyone actively organizing, there's a great opportunity for us there to continue to grow as there is in Monroe. So I'm very happy that right now I'm at the helm of such an important organization because I feel that within the next couple of years, we can affect real positive change for the community.
Tony Lima, thank you for being our guest.
Thank you.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.